Do you feel uncomfortable when the offering plate goes by? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Beverly Banks with The Tithe Project, who dares people to tithe and then documents what happens.
That's wonderful. You know, a lot of times, well, I can say for myself, when I first came to know the Lord or I'd go to a church, I would feel so uncomfortable when that plate would go by. And I'm do I have 50 cents? Do I have a dollar? You know, whatever. But then as I started to learn about tithing and I started giving, yes, it felt great. But the problem now is we do everything online. So even though we do everything online, it's not really a problem, but I still get that uncomfortable feeling when the offering plate goes by.
And you don't put anything
and
in.
I don't have a dollar. And I'm like, oh my gosh, at least if I had cash, it'd be good. But we do everything online.
Well, I think that is interesting. A lot of people feel uncomfortable when the offering plate goes by because it is a test or a draw on how we feel about money or spiritual things. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, why do I need to give the church money? I mean, honestly, before I used to believe that religion and church groups or whatever, churches, were just there to manipulate or get money from people.
Right.
That's what I honestly believed.
Right.
I don't believe that today, just to state the record clear.
Uh-huh.
You know, how I learned about giving was interesting because I went from being severely against it to being completely for it. I am completely for giving. Mm-hmm. I love giving.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And let me explain. It says in Malachi chapter 3, verses 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing. Now, real quick, this is the only part in the Bible where God says, try me in this or test me in this. And so for me, that was fun because I'm a molecular biologist and I'm like, yes, I'm going to do that. And as I put that to the test, it's worked out for us.
It's amazing when you give how much you receive. And it's not why you do it. It's out of heart for love and trust with God. But you're going to hear more about this tithe project and find out how it truly is working for others. Stay tuned.
Real Life is made possible this week by Broomfield Beauty Salon and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want a great haircut at a great price? Ladies, looking for a place to get both your hair and your nails done? Come to Broomfield Beauty Salon, located in the Pacific Ocean Marketplace at 6600 West 120th Avenue in Broomfield. For truly professional service at a price you won't believe, make your next appointment at Broomfield Beauty Salon. Call them today at 303-439-8963. That's 303-439-8963.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Beverly Banks with us, and she's going to share about the Tithe Project. So let's welcome to the show, Beverly. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so tell me how this project got started.
Well, it's actually an interesting story. We had a period of time where the church that I was attending actually closed. And so we went church shopping, if I can even use that term. But we had to go to different churches to kind of see where we wanted to go regularly again. So one of the churches that we ended up in here in Colorado Springs, on the day that I went, the pastor stood up and actually talked about a 90-day guarantee that he had on tithing. And I never heard of such a thing. And he stood up with such confidence and he said, here at our church, we want a 100% tithing church. And if you commit to giving 10% of your income for 90 days, if you're not better off at the end than you were at the beginning, then we're going to give you all of your money back.
Wow.
It was such a radical concept. I had never heard
that's a science
pastor
experiment.
Being willing to kind of like put his money where his mouth is. You know?
Yeah, that's wonderful. So what happened?
Yeah.
So immediately when I was sitting there, I said, you know what? I would love to do a documentary where we find a family that has never tithed before and we follow them for 90 days and just see what happens. And so I was so excited that I went home and I called up my business partner. We have Holy Moly Studios in Colorado Springs. And I said, you know what? I was just at this church. What do you think about doing a documentary on tithing? Now, what's amazing, because this is the way that God works, he had actually gone to the exact same church just the week before and thought the exact same thing.
Wow, so that's awesome.
We were both on the same page to put together this tithe documentary, but we really wanted it to go beyond tithing because as Christians, we get used to tithing, but we also really wanted it to inspire people to start giving right from where they are.
That's good.
So how did that turn out? What did you start to learn from it? And what happened with that family you were interviewing?
Well, what's funny is we kind of put the word out, okay? And we were like, hey, everybody, you know, we're documentary filmmakers and we want to do a film about the Tithe Project. And what was so interesting is that you could see that this really pressed people's faith. We thought we would say, who wants to tithe? You'll be on TV. And we would have a million people who would volunteer and we'd be picking through them. Let me tell you something. It started to really press people's faith about tithing because everybody's answer was, what happens if it doesn't go well? What happens if I start to tithe? And now all of a sudden, I'm a negative testimony to the Lord. I don't want that to happen. And so we were trying to find people. And in the midst of all of this, I'm reading about tithing and I'm doing research about it and pulling out scriptures about tithing. And I actually got inspired to start tithing. But this point in my own life, I was a single mom. I had kids at home, full-time single, working mom, and I was negative in my finances every single month. I was short about $500. I would have to kind of scramble and pull together this to pay my bills. And so it just didn't make any sense for me to start tithing. So Rich actually came. We were taking our kids together to the park. And he sat down on the bench next to me and I said, guess what I'm going to start doing? And he was like, what? What are you doing? And I'm like, I think it should be me. I think I should just start tithing and we'll just see what happens from here. Wow. And the story, it became so amazing that we actually had to keep shooting for fear that nobody was going to believe it.
Wow.
So what happened?
Well, the documentary will be out in a few months, but I will just say that I'm actually blown away by my own story. And I'm so happy because honestly, when I started tithing, not only was I not in a good financial position, but I was not in a very good spiritual position. I honestly did not know if the fact that I was divorced had disqualified me from some of the blessings of the Lord.
Wow.
Tithing, I always knew that it was kind of a law. Like if you give, it's going to come back. But, you know, I was a divorced woman. I had kids. Did that blessing still apply to me? And I did have tremendous financial blessing. But for me, what I loved was that the Lord really pressed upon my heart that when it comes to sacrifice, he already made the biggest one, and that's his son.
Right.
So to me, what can I add to that? Does that mean that I don't get blessing because I'm a divorced woman? Does it mean that I don't get blessing because there are other poor choices that I made in my life? Does that negate us from God's blessing? And ultimately, the answer became, of course not, because God already made the sacrifice. There's really nothing more than he needs from us.
Very good. Yeah. So through this, I can see that a lot of good has come out financially for you, but I have not seen the documentary. Have the people in the church you were going to been tithing? Did you ever find out what happened with that?
No, oddly enough, the church that inspired the film, I did not attend regularly. So we ended up going to a different church in Colorado Springs, and that was the one that I began to tithe to. And what's interesting is this church is actually very financially focused. They really train their congregation in the ways of finances and business and how to get financially abundant. So I've really enjoyed going there because the business side of me loves that. It loves to be lifted up. It loves to feel the abundance and to not feel as though being poor is somehow righteous.
Right. And so now here you are, you've been a tithing single mom, and there are people listening now who have never tithed, and they're just like, I don't know if I could ever make that step. Right. What would you say to them?
You know, I would say that what you have to do is just kind of close your eyes and do it. And what I did was, at this point, I was actually getting paid once a month. And I had decided just a couple of days before that check came in that what I was going to do was, whatever the envelope said, I was going to tithe my 10%.
Right.
And then I would figure out the rest of it. I started getting crazy checks, you guys. And by crazy, I don't mean big. I mean like ridiculous. I wrote my tithe check and I put it in there and I deposited the rest. And I got a check for like 2 cents for some class action lawsuit that you didn't know you were a part of. I got a check for like 2 cents.
Yeah.
Like, these are not exactly faith building checks.
Right, right. But it was the principle of it. And there are people who would love to learn more about this project you have going on in your movie. How would people get a hold of you and learn more about the Tithe Project?
You can actually go to the website. It's thetitheprojectmovie.com. You can also contact the studio as well. We do have a 1-800 number. So if you wanted to know more about the Tithe Project, you know, wanted to know where it was at, you could always call 800-946-1225. And the Tithe Project, it is my tithe story, but it's so much more than that. We really went out and talked to pastors and we talked to rabbis and we talked to people on the street to really get a good sense of tithing. And is it required? Do you have to do it? Is
right.
it a heaven or hell issue? All of those things are talked about in the movie.
Wow. Well, I'm excited to see it. And I know the listeners are as well. Again, this is The Tithe Project. And with us is Beverly. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to pray for those who are listening right now.
Thank you.
Wow, Lord God, thank you so much for this amazing real day, almost like a spiritual science experiment that Beverly is doing. Lord God, we thank you that we can trust you with our finances. I know one, Lord God, that I'm one of those people who have put my finances in trust of you, and to see what you've done with it has been absolutely amazing. We thank you, Lord God, for these real principles that you've placed in the world today. And I'm praying if there's someone who's out there who's saying, you know, I'm financially upside down and I don't really know what I'm doing with my finances, I want to encourage you, start praying unto the Lord. He will help you to be a faithful steward of the money on this earth. Father God, we ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.